Well, thank you so much for having me, JJ. This is really bad for several reasons. The least of the problems is this is really bad for the US taxpayer because the US has really built up its military presence in Niger over the last couple of years, constructing a new drone base that costs, several billion dollars, as far as I understand. So it was a very large investment because Niger was the linchpin of counterterrorism operations and migration flow control. Not only for the US, but also for the European Union. And now, after the military coup, the government of Niger is slowly but very distinctly turning towards Russia and has already asked the European Union to leave the country and end all police and intelligence and military cooperation. Not that the European Union was very keen to continue that cooperation with the government that came to force to power by force, but it's also now asking the US military to leave, and that is a real big problem.
If the US leaves, then what does that open the door to? You say that's a really big problem, so explain why.
Look, once the US, the 1,000 US military personnel that runs primarily the base is gone, quite literally, we are blind and deaf in the region because those drones were not just for kinetic operations within the region, but also for intelligence gathering throughout the region. And it's the only base that can do this in the entire region of West Africa, where we have now a large wave of territory, as we discussed in previous interviews, controlled by either Al-Qaeda, the JNIM, the coalition of Al-Qaeda groups, and or the Islamic State two affiliates, the Islamic State Sahel province or Greater Sahara, as before, ISGS or IS Sahel, and a second one, Islamic State West Africa province. So this is a problem. If you can't see, if you can't hear, it's really hard to do kinetic operations, which are indispensable when you have terror organizations controlling territory the size of small states now.
The government clearly is, as you said, turning towards Russia. And check me if I'm wrong on this, but several years ago, the presence of the Wagner Group with Yevgeny Prigozhin began to grow. And I would assume money started changing hands and other things started happening there. And so this military, and others in the government, I suppose, decided maybe Russia's a better option for us to be partners with. What does Russia get out of this?
Well, first of all, it's really important to understand we had a wave of military coups throughout West Africa in the last 2 years, but particularly last year, where in short succession, Burkina Faso has another military coup. There was a quasi-attempted coup in Côte d'Ivoire. There was a coup in Ghana. There was a coup in Mali. And each time these coups happened, the Europeans and the Americans were asked to leave. I mean, first the French, then the Europeans. And then the Americans were asked to leave, and the Russians were invited in. Now, this puts the Russians really fair and square into a region where they could develop some pressure points, in particular for the European Union, because that's the region where large numbers of migrants, and given the fact that Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State are taking over in the region, increasingly large flows of migrants are flowing northwards towards the European Union. So that is one pressure point that Russia is developing. Secondly, of course, holding a foothold in West Africa is a great game move by the Russians. It is accompanied by not only military-to-military relationships, by the PMC Wagner, now renamed Africa Corps, but also by a very concerned, in cooperation in part with China, disinformation campaign, which basically tries to denigrate democratic processes, the European political systems, the American systems, and essentially says, everyone from the UN downwards is betraying you. We are here, Russia and China, to take care of yourself. The problem is that these counterterrorism operations by Wagner Group slash Africa Corps are very much making the situation worse because they're billing this as counterterrorism operations, what they really are regime survival operations, so they guarantee the survival of the new power brokers in these capitals. And it's a resource exploitation. So a lot of military energy is on securing the mines that the Wagner Group slash Africa Corps are securing in exchange for providing these security services. So it's not at all helping to push back Al-Qaeda or the ISIS in any way, shape, or form, and we are gone. So we are seeing the region sliding into a complete connected terrorist area of very frightening proportions.
Dr. Hans-Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.